In their roles as students and teachers, Lozano and Patiño observed the need for systematic reform in the way grade schools and colleges educate Latinos.
Coming to Ohio, seeing that we have a generation of kids that are growing up here and that end up primarily in homogenous communities, you know, some teachers don't, and administrators and districts don't really know how to handle that, especially now that we have such a large population of bilingual students and newcomer students and students who are refugees from Central America or any part of Latin America coming here, that their first experience in education in the United States is going to be here in Columbus, Ohio. So I really just see the importance of moving our education system here to having more structured English immersion classes, dual immersion classes, and something to really embrace the diversity that's growing up here.
Growing up, like, you don't see people like you in the textbooks, and it can be so empowering to see these things. I remember, like, in high school, we completely skipped over our entire Latin American history portion of world history, and it's like, well, what about the Mayans and the Aztecs? Like, they had civilizations as well, and it wasn't until college I started learning these things. And my mom, she's also Mayan. Her side of the family is Mayan and Mexican. Finally, in college, I was able to, like, view literature that, like, examined that culture, and then things kind of started clicking, and I'm like, oh, the fact that, like, Guadalupe in Nahuatl means mother goddess, and it's, like, these sort of things that you make these connections. And I think it's really important in a community that's kind of developing, kind of realize the fact that we have a chance to rewrite history through our perspective and kind of take other people's perspectives as well, because Columbus also has a huge African population as well. Talking with my friends who are African, you also see, like, culturally the Afro-Latino influences. They also have struggled with the same issues, and that's kind of empowering to be an ally and fight for those people as well. And it's nice to know that even if you don't see someone like you in the room, you still have people who are fighting with you.